You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Well, you're doing very well with that roast beef of yours, Henry.
It's yummy.
Good chap. Well, it's more than I can say for you, darling. Aren't you enjoying your lunch?
Yeah, it's lovely. Just they give you so much at the ball.
Oh, Helen. You need to keep your strength up.
Yeah, I know.
Eating for two and all that. And don't forget you've got another scan this week.
I haven't. Forgotten?
Wednesday, isn't it? I must see if I can swap a shift to come with you.
Oh, Rob, there's no need. I'll be fine on my own.
Well, how are you going to get there?
I can get Dad to give me a lift.
Well, we'll see. Now, come along, eat up.
Yes.
You're no example to Henry, are you? Shall I cut it up for her, Henry, like Mummy did with you when you were a baby?
Don't, Rob.
No, I won't have to do that. Mummy knows what's good for her,
Rob.
Really.
Oh, Jim, hello.
Afternoon.
How was the cider club last night? Jazza was looking forward to it, I know.
Yeah, well, what I can remember of it...
Oh, dear.
It was fun at the time, don't get me wrong, but... This morning...
You're in for a hair of the dog, then, hmm?
More of a stiffener. I'd still be in bed, but I've committed to the big garden bird watch at the lodge this afternoon. I rather wish I hadn't.
All that focusing. Don't let your lunch go cold, darling.
Oh, yes.
I also followed Jazza's advice of a big fry-up this morning. I wish I hadn't done that, either.
I can imagine. And the thought of peering through 8x42 magnifying lenses all afternoon.
Do you mind?
Sorry.
Here we are. Lime and soda for me, brandy and soda for you, Jim.
Thank you.
Oh, hello, Rob, Helen.
Hello.
Hello, Henry.
Hi.
Christine, do I gather you're taking this renegade in hand?
Oh, I've pretty much given up. Jim, if you want to order some food, you'd better get on with it. I'm having the chicken and leek pie.
No, thank you.
Sure, you ought to have some.
No, really.
You are silly. No wonder you feel light-headed.
That's just what I've been saying to Helen. She's got to keep her strength up, hasn't she, Christine?
Oh, yes. Perhaps you'll be booking a table on Valentine's Day. Kenton was telling me all about their special menu.
Oh, yes.
Figs, asparagus, oysters, avocado.
Oh, how about it, Helen, for Valentine's?
Oh, I don't think so.
No. Now we'll have a cosy night in, just the two of us, eh, darling?
Yes, you two don't need any help.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, why is it always when you...
Hello, Dad? No, the downpipe's come loose. I was just screwing it back. Why, what's the problem? She's all right? Oh, Dad, you and Vicky, you must have been beside yourselves. So how long are they keeping her in? Oh, just observation. Yeah, no, of course. No, of course. Of course you can't do me birthday. Don't be daft. Look, don't worry about it. We'll do it some other time when Bethany's better. Eh? Oh, I see. Well, I suppose I could. I don't know who'd be free midweek, but... Yeah, OK, then I'll try. What is it we're meant to be doing, anyway?
Mummy, are you all right?
Oh, Henry, yes. Thank you, darling.
You've been ages.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Daddy sent me to find you. We were worried.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm fine. Just needed the loo.
Have you washed your hands?
Hmm?
Mrs. Bain says we always must wash our hands.
Yes, I have washed my hands. Thank you. Right, let's go back now, shall we?
Yes, come on. Me and Daddy got a surprise for you.
Hi, Roy. Work email?
No, it's from me dad, believe it or not. You off to work?
Yeah, you're in later, aren't you?
Yeah. Kirsty, before you go, are you doing anything on Tuesday?
Well, it's meant to be my day off.
Yeah, I know, but...
Oh, I suppose you want me to change it, do you? Is it that hotel and leisure exhibition? I thought Cathy was doing that.
No, she is, and I don't want you to change it.
Oh. So...
But you haven't got anything special planned?
No, just do my washing, I expect. Why?
Well, the thing is, it's my day off too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because me birthday.
I know.
So I wondered, well, if you'd like to go out.
But aren't you doing something already? Going out with your dad and Vicky and Bethany?
No, change of plan. Beth's not well.
Oh.
Yeah, some respiratory thing. They had to take her to A&E last night.
Oh, no.
No, she's okay, though they're keeping her in for observation. So even if she's discharged tomorrow, obviously they can't do Tuesday.
No.
But if you're not doing anything, Dad's already paid for it all, you see.
Right, I see. Well, yeah, okay then.
Oh, great.
So, what is it? I'm usually up for anything.
Well, you know the Blackberry line?
The steam train?
Yeah.
Like in that old film, Brief Encounter?
Yeah. We've got lunch and a ride on that.
Well, I suppose it'll be different. Steam train.
Let's see, Henry, if Mummy can guess what we ordered for her from the pudding menu.
A chamomile tea would be nice. Oh, dear. A small ice cream, maybe? Oh, well, I don't know.
She's not doing very well, is she?
Hopeless!
Yes, I know. You have to tell me.
All right, then. Sticky toffee pudding with extra custard. How about that, eh?
Oh, Rob, I wish you hadn't. I'm really not sure I'll be able to face it.
Don't worry, darling. If you can't eat it all, I'm sure Henry and I can help you out.
Yay!
Good.
But you have to promise me you'll make a good dent in it first.
Right, that's... Oh, dear. Is that one Dunnock or two?
Oh, for heaven's sake. I can see from here it's one. You're seeing double, Jim.
I really think I should give my eyes a rest.
Oh, give me the binoculars, then. This is hopeless.
I'm sorry, Christine.
How much did you have last night?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
Well... The trouble began when we started playing these games, you see.
Drinking games?
I think my downfall was Fuzzy Duck.
Yes, all right.
Ed and Jazz have started it. One person says Fuzzy Duck, you see, and the next says Ducky Fuzz, and you alternate those phrases until...
Yes, all right, Jim, I said. I can guess the rest.
I'm afraid I got in a bit of a tangle with consequent forfeits. It was funny, though.
At the time, so you keep saying... Oh, look, Peggy's Robin.
Yes, jolly good.
Oh, we must note him down. She'll be so pleased he turned up while we were watching.
It's a pity she couldn't be here.
Well, they were expecting her at Bridge Farm. Now, let's see what we can see. Oh, Jim, a greenfinch. Look on the feeder, look.
No, you keep the binoculars. I'll take your word for it.
Really? I'm doing all the work here. Oh, where's the pen?
On your lap.
Oh, yes, got it. How much did you tell me greenfinches had declined since the big garden bird watch began?
Oh, 50-something
percent, I'm sure. 58, was it? Or was that sparrows?
Oh, don't ask me.
By over 50%, anyway. Shocking. What was that thing they catch that might be the reason?
Do you know, Christine, I think I might close my eyes for a bit.
He's still there. Oh, bless him. Jim, what was that thing finches catch? Trice something, wasn't it?
Trichomonosis.
Oh, that's it. Poor little things. Lesions in the throat so they can't feed.
Yes.
Caused by a parasite in the upper digestive tract, isn't it? Nasty.
I think that's what I've got.
Well, if you will drink the Grundy's cider... It's a good job Peggy's so careful to keep her bird bath and bird table clean. That helps reduce the chance of infection. Oh, do buck up, Jim. Only another half an hour of this to go, then we'll have some tea.
I'm not sure I could face it.
But I've made scones, cheese and chive and prune.
Oh.
No, it's okay. I've got Leroy covering for Steve, so we're fine for lifeguards next weekend.
Oh, brilliant. I did wonder. Thanks, Kirsty. Right, I'll get on and see how Ian's proposing to cover for Stacey's honeymoon.
Oh, Roy?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, Tuesday, your birthday.
Yeah?
Those tickets, well, if it was you and your dad and Vicky and Bethany, your dad must have bought 3 adult tickets and a child.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he said in his email.
Well, it seems a shame to waste the others, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose so, but...
Shouldn't we try and find someone else who could come?
Maybe, but who? I mean, everyone we know's working.
Well,
who else is there? I mean, can you think of anyone?
Yeah, I think I can, actually.
Oh, we'll ask them, then.
Oh, thanks, Roy. You don't mind, do you?
No, 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 of course not. Like you say, it makes sense.
Great. I'll text them.
Might hi, not Jim.
Be possible, Roy. But it's worth a try, isn't it? Oh, hi there, Jim. Yeah. Come for a swim?
Yes. I'm hoping it might clear my head. Nothing else I've tried so far today has worked.
Oh, well, let's hope it does the trick. Have you got everything you need?
Oh, I think so. I've got my pass.
Good.
Oh, stupid thing.
Oh, just try it again.
Oh, no, what am I doing wrong?
Oh, here, let me help you. Oh, sorry, Jim, I'd really like to take this.
Yes, well... I'm in no hurry. In fact, I think I'll have a little sit down.
Helen.
Hi, Kirsty.
Oh, that was quick.
Yes, sorry I haven't got back to you before.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure you've got a lot on.
Look, Tuesday, the Blackberry line, that'd be great.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to come.
Oh, fantastic.
And Henry will love it. I'll pick him up early from school.
Oh, I did wonder if you're sure that'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll sort it out. I'll meet you at the station, shall I?
Perfect. Oh, Helen, I'm so pleased.
Yeah, it'd be really good to catch up.
Oh, I'd like that as well. Helen? Where are you? You're not in the garden, are you?
Yeah, I am, actually.
At this time? It's dark.
Well, I was just putting some food out for the birds.
Right,
anyway,
okay.
I'm going to get inside.
Yeah, you better had. I'll confirm when and where first thing Tuesday.
Great. Thanks for asking me, Kirsty.
No problem. See you.
See you. Bye.
Jim? Mm-hmm.
Sorry, yes?
I'm not bad on wildlife, but you're the real bird expert.
Oh, I don't know about that, especially after this afternoon.
You'd never put bird food out after dark, would you?
Not unless you were feeding the owls.
No, that's what I thought.
Oh, my. Come and have a look at this, Jenny.
Why, what is it?
The new Borsetshire Life. Look, Hilary Noakes does monochrome.
Where was this taken?
It's that gallery opening before Christmas. We couldn't go, you know, it clashed with the Calendar Girls rehearsal.
I remember, oh, yes. Anyone else we know in there?
No. No. It's me.
Oh, let's see. Lillian, that's a lovely photo.
Not bad.
Red really is your colour.
Yeah, it's been a good friend to me, that dress. I might wheel it out again for the Society of Auctioneers and Valuers due on Saturday.
Or the High Sheriff's cocktail party.
Oh, no, I think I deserve something new for that. Do you think there's anything left in Underwood's sale?
Oh, you never know. Final reductions.
Do you fancy a quick draw later?
Why not?
You're on. Do you know, Jenny... I think I'm getting my mojo back.
I think you are. And I couldn't be more pleased.
Well, it's about time. by the way, have you had a chance to talk to Brian yet about me staying on with you?
No, not yet.
There's not a problem, is there?
Oh, no. How could there be? It's just... Oh, well, you know Brian. I need to pick my moment.
Of course.
He's got a lot on this week, the BL board meeting and everything.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'll leave it to you.
Oh, it'll be fine. Oh, don't worry. Oh, hello, darling. Oh,
it's bitter out. And it's trying to rain again. Oh, hello, Lillian.
Morning. Right, well, I'll leave you to it. So, Borchester then, this afternoon, Jenny?
Fine.
Any coffee on the go? Oh, for heaven's sake. How does one woman create so much mess?
Oh, give me the ashtray.
There's 1,500 acres of prime agricultural land out there. Why does she have to smoke in here?
Oh, you'd be the first to complain if you found cigarette butts all over your precious barley. Oh,
better than finding them littering the table.
Anyway, be reasonable, darling. You've just said it's freezing outside.
Yeah, I have to go out in it.
No, you don't. You choose to. And it's poor Adam who's out there in all weathers.
The ewes are housed. He's got it easy.
Oh, you're a right old grump this morning, aren't you? Perhaps some coffee will make you feel better.
It might. Oh, I'm sorry, Jenny. It's just I'm starting to wonder about the wisdom of rejoining the BL board.
How can you refuse if Justin wants you to
yes,
join
the... Yes, but why?
What he said. Mm. He wants to do things with local people's support in future. Mm.
And what'll that mean for me, really, if I'm back on the board? I mean, whatever he wants to do, however sensitively he says he's going to do it, there's always going to be some objectors.
I suppose so.
And doesn't it mean I'm just the lightning conductor for all the opposition? Well, I've had enough of that before.
Well,
I'm talking of having had enough. I'm at absolute peak tolerance with Kate.
Oh, have you spoken to her?
No, no, she's still avoiding me. What the hell is going on with her eco retreat? You must know.
No, no, not really. I haven't seen much of her either.
No, and that's never a good sign.
Morning! Pip, hey!
Oh, hi, Toby.
I should have brought my ear defenders.
Yeah, no, I need mine with this thing.
That's giving you a nice smooth trackway, though.
Hope so. Dad's not allowed to use the roller.
Because of his arm?
Yeah. He's not impressed. Though he's got a whole day off this week anyway, whether he wants it or not. He and Mum are going down to Dorset to look at some cows.
Oh, lucky them.
Yeah. And they're off to Ireland sometime next week.
I thought you started lambing soon.
Oh, you have been paying attention. Yeah, we do. Or rather, Eddie and I do, if Mum and Dad are away.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, they do say work's the best cure for a broken heart.
Oh, who's broken Eddie's heart?
Not Eddie. You. Because of Matthew.
My heart's not broken. Far from it, thank you.
Well, you
thought wrong. He left me a photo of us both on the mantelpiece at Rickyard. Framed.
How sweet.
We were on Skype for about 2 hours last night.
Good for you.
And he wants me to meet his parents.
That old chestnut.
I'm sorry.
Well, honestly, face it, Pip. You and Matthew, it was basically a holiday romance.
What?
Oh, come on, a guy like him, on the move all the time. He must have a girl in every parlour.
I'm not listening to you. Not everyone's like you.
Don't put your ear guards back on. Look, Pip, I'm sorry to say this.
I doubt that very much.
I am, but it's for your own good. I don't want you to get hurt, that's all. I don't.
Well, you needn't worry. Matthew and I are solid.
Of course you are. Mm. Until he meets...
Coffee time!
Gran!
Morning, Toby.
Hello, Mrs. Archer. I was just off, actually.
Oh, were you? Just as well, really. I've only bought 2 cups.
So you've absolutely no idea what's going on with Kate?
No, but maybe it's a good sign, Brian. Maybe she wants everything in place so she can present you with a finished product rather than a work in progress. More coffee.
Oh, yes, please. Well, I have to say, your faith in our daughter, whilst no doubt totally misplaced, is extremely touching, Jenny, if you're telling me the truth.
Brian, would I...
Cover for her? You've been doing it for years.
It's bitter out there.
I know. Shut the door.
There's fresh coffee here, Adam.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Get you a cup.
You's okay, the dear? No problems?
Nothing I can't cope with.
Good, good, because you can spend the rest of the morning on your presentation for BL.
Oh, for heaven's sake, give the poor boy a chance to get a hot drink inside him, Brian.
Well, it's important. Getting that contract back will hugely improve our productivity, not to mention profitability.
Here's your coffee, darling.
Oh, thanks, Mum. You needn't worry, Brian. Of course I'm going to put the work in on the presentation.
Good, but look...
Go on.
For heaven's sake, keep it businesslike on Thursday. No going off on one about herbal lays or mob grazing.
Oh, really? I was planning a PowerPoint on the benefits of both.
What? Oh, very funny.
Of course I'll be businesslike and diplomatic. I want the contract back as much as you do.
One thing about collecting the eggs at this time of year, Gran.
Oh, what's that?
You get a bit chilly, but at least you don't get stung by nettles.
Positive thinking, Pip. That's what I like.
Well, that's the lot now, anyway. Oh, let's get inside.
Yes, let's. What did Toby want earlier? He wasn't trying to change your mind about their egg idea, was he?
Some hope, no. I've told Josh about it, though.
Yes, he needs to know if he's going to have a rival on the doorstep.
Well, it's very specialised what they'd be doing, but even so...
What did he say?
Oh, Gran, this is Josh. He grunted and went back to playing FIFA 16.
But you and Matthew didn't think much of the idea, did you?
No. We were talking about it again last night.
How romantic.
You know his farmers, Gran.
Oh, I do. Your grandfather's idea of sweet nothings was the deadweight price of pigs.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Well, maybe not all the time. So how is Matthew?
Oh, he's fine.
I expect you're missing him. Well, missing each other.
Yeah. He's starting at the farm in Penrith today, but he enjoyed being at home with his mum and dad over the weekend. he wants me to meet them, he says.
Oh, does he?
But, well, oh, you don't think he's just saying that, do you?
No, why would he?
Oh, I don't know.
It seems perfectly natural to me. I mean, he's met your mum and dad, obviously. So why wouldn't you meet his?
Yeah.
What's made you think otherwise?
Oh, nothing. But just me being silly.
Well, don't be. And it's a compliment. He wouldn't have suggested it if he didn't think there was some future for you both.
Oh, that's what I'm hoping.
You really like him, don't you?
Yes, I do. And it seems like it was meant to be, because we never should have got together, should we?
How do you mean?
Well, he was supposed to replace me if I'd taken the Webster Agri job. We should never have been here at the same time.
I hadn't thought of it like that. The hand of fate.
The cowpat of fate, Matthew says.
Charming.
Well, that's the thing, Gran. We talk the same language. And we've got so much in common, so much shorthand.
Oh, Pip.
I can say anything to him. He's not ever... judging me, you know? Never have to put on an act. I can be totally myself.
That's so important, love.
Oh, Lillian, it's gorgeous. I like it even more than I did in Underwoods.
Well, I hadn't bought the shoes then, had I? But now you can see the full effect. Oh, and these were such a thrifty buy, Jenny.
Oh, you think so?
Positively money-saving.
Come on, Lillian, even with 30% off,
yes, they were... Yes, but gold and silver in the same shoe go with anything, darling.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Well, is there another way?
From your perspective, probably not. But all in all, a very successful afternoon.
I think so. So, to top it off, how about tackling Brian about my staying on?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
No, he's still in a major strop about Kate.
Oh, yeah, well, that's tricky.
Do you know what's going on with her? Really? I mean, she's been avoiding me too.
Well, she hasn't been specific, but... Oh, come on, Jenny. I mean, look at your kitchen. Look at every project AmSight's ever taken on. You can be sure it's going to take twice as long as you ever imagined and cost three times as much.
Oh, minimum.
Yeah. So why should it be any different for Kate?
Well... She had a business plan and you looked at it and Debbie looked at it. She must have built in something for contingencies.
She did, but it's never enough, is it? And what she's aiming for is like everything else that's healthy and good for you. It's more expensive. You know, it's like buying fruit and vegetables as opposed to a bag of chips.
What?
All I mean is, if you're trying to do everything to comply with green requirements, it's going to cost a heck of a lot more in the beginning, even if it saves money in the long run. And the planet, of course.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
So it's not going to be good news from Kate. Which is why it makes no difference whether you tackle Brian before he speaks to her or after.
Oh, dear.
So what's going to work best? A nice single malt, warm bath and a back rub.
Oh, good grief, then he really will be suspicious.
Really? Oh, well, all right then. Just low lights and a decent dinner.
Ah, still have to pick my night.
I've just had a lecture from Phoebe about the deficiencies of NATO. Good grief, Lillian, are we dressing for dinner now?
Oh, now that's an idea. But no, we're not. I'll go and change.
What were you two whispering about?
We weren't whispering.
Yes, you were. What are you plotting?
Brian, first Justin, and now me and Lillian. You're getting paranoid.
Maybe. That doesn't mean you're not all out to get me.
Oh, darling, as if.
Cup of tea for you, darling.
Oh, lovely.
And a plain biscuit, if you can face it.
Thank you.
Well, as you've been feeling so queasy lately? Who were you texting this early in the morning?
Oh, just Mum, to remind her I'm not in today.
Well, she knows that, surely. It's not Pat who's the forgetful one.
Anyway, she's got you in the shop all day today, hasn't she?
Yep, I'll be there till closing.
Oh, poor Rob. Oh,
Helen, as long as I know you're taking it easy, I don't mind a bit. Now, do you think you could see how Henry's doing? I ought to get dressed.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's a filthy morning. Always makes the journey longer.
Right, I'll go and chase him up.
Thanks, darling. Don't forget your tea, will you?
Morning, Linda.
Susan, I don't want to hold you up, but have you got a minute?
Oh, you bet. Just got to Bridge Farm, but I'm not getting out of the car in this.
Oh, I find it quite invigorating. Oh,
invigorating? It's bucketing down. You're never out in it.
Yes, I'm walking Scruff.
What?
Rain, sun, sleet, snow, fog, I don't care about the weather. I'm so happy simply to be able to walk him again.
Oh, well, that's very nice for the both of you. So, did you want me for something?
Yes, I wonder if you could confirm. I can't get hold of Shula, but is it right that she's called a meeting of the Curtain Committee this morning?
Oh, yeah, 11:30 in the tea room.
Ah.
We've got to sort out who's doing what. The making, the linings, the pinch pleats, if we're having them.
Yes, I thought as much. So Shula's rallied a good number of the others. Do you think there'd be a problem then if I were to join you?
You've heard about the tiebacks then. Oh, look, Linda, I'm sorry if they're not in accordance with your principles of feng shui or whatever, but I suggested
Susan,
them because...
Susan, it's not about the tiebacks, nor the feng shui.
Oh.
I just want to update everyone on the situation with the stage curtains.
Oh, great. Have you had any luck?
No, not as such.
Oh, no. You don't want us to make them as well, do you?
And now the other foot. Well done. All ready for school. Now, Henry, listen to Mummy. But you mustn't say a word, OK? Just listen. You and I are going to have a little treat today. Oh, shh, shh. Let me finish. It's a surprise. A very special surprise. I'm going to come and get you early from school.
What are we going to do?
We're going out. But it must be our secret because, well, Daddy might not be very pleased if he knew, OK?
Oh, Mummy!
Henry. But don't forget, you mustn't say a word to anyone, OK? That's very important.
We're good to go.
Yes, yes, all set. Go and get your coat, darling.
OK.
It's all raining, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, won't affect your plans, will it, my love? You're having a nice, quiet day at home.
Yep, taking it easy.
Good. Oh, here's your phone, Mrs. Forgetful. You left it upstairs.
I can't believe it's still so vile out there.
Oh, I know.
Like lemon and ginger for you.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Susan.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to my coffee. Clary won't be long. She was finishing an order.
I must ask her how Eddie's getting on with my shepherd's hat.
I don't think he's exactly started yet. Still sourcing materials from what she said.
Well, he's had his down payment. I hope he spends it wisely.
Oh, I'm sure he will. And Clary's going to be standing over him, making sure he does a good job for you.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be such a picturesque addition to Ambridge Hall.
Oh, pain to be. But look, Linda, these curtains of yours. I can't wait till the others get here. What's the problem?
Susan, it's been a most dispiriting exercise. You would not believe how much stage curtains cost brand new.
Oh, I bet I would.
Well, beyond our budget anyway. So then I looked into the possibilities of buying second hand.
Right.
Still homeless, I'm afraid. Either the most dreadful moth-eaten discoloured things, or if they were in anything like good enough condition, still far too expensive.
Oh, dear. But look, I really don't think it's something that the curtain committee could take
on. Oh, no, I'm not asking you to. I simply wanted today to canvass everyone's opinion on a little idea I've had.
You and your ideas.
I think you'll like this one. Why not link the new curtains with Lent?
No, you've lost me.
Well, look at what goes on in that hall, Susan. The Brownies, the WI...
Play group. Your plays.
Yes.
Office supper.
Exactly. All kinds of things. That hall touches virtually everyone in the village. They'll all benefit from the curtains. So, raising money for them should involve a contribution from as many people as possible too.
But, Linda, we've just asked people for money to refurbish the place.
No, I'm not talking about money, Susan. I'm talking about sacrifice.
Sacrifice?
Yes. If everyone in the village gave up one thing for Lent and put the money they'd save towards the new curtains, they wouldn't notice the cost, would they?
Oh, that's clever.
Then every time they look at the stage curtains, they'll be able to virtually count the threads they bought.
In fact, it's genius.
You're very kind, Susan, but it's far from the truth, I'm afraid. I can't for the life of me hit on the right sort of event to mark the grand reopening of the hall. If only inspiration would strike there too.
Oh, you'll come up with something, Linda. You always do.
It's not bad coffee anyway, for what's basically a station calf.
No. It should be tea in a bath bun, really.
Eh?
According to my nan, she knows Brief Encounter backwards.
Oh, that's the one where they...
fail to get down to it because they spend almost the whole film in the refreshment room at the station.
But your nan likes it.
Loves it. That's how she did her courting, isn't it?
I suppose so. You're seeing her this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, haven't been home since Christmas. Looking forward to it. When's your pizza with Phoebe?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. Depends when she can fit me in.
Oh, nice of her to treat you, though, for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very, yeah. My grown-up daughter.
Yeah. Think it's giving over a bit, Roy. The rain, I mean.
Oh, well, that would be good.
Yeah. Well, Helen and Henry shouldn't be long now. Hopefully.
Come on, Henry.
Helen?
Rob?
What are you doing here?
Oh, what are you doing here?
I was just passing the school and saw the car outside. You've driven. Is something wrong? Is Henry ill?
Right, Henry.
Mrs. Baines.
Mummy! Careful, no running.
Why are you taking him out of school?
I am...
Well?
We're going to meet Kirsty for the afternoon.
Meet? You can't have told the school that.
No, I said we had a doctor's appointment.
You what?
Daddy!
Hello, Henry.
Now then, Henry.
Mrs. Baines, I'm so sorry about this. I'm afraid there's been a mistake.
Oh?
Yes, I blame those hormones. My darling wife's muddled the dates. Henry's in school all day today. I'll pick him up at the usual time.
Oh, OK. Come on, Henry.
No, I want my day out! Mom!
Now see what you've done. What were you thinking? Get in the car. I'll follow you home. So, tell me.
Oh, Rob.
I just want to understand.
I know, it looks a bit funny.
It's a bit more than funny, Helen. Let's get this straight. You planned an afternoon out with Henry.
On the Blackberry line, he'd have loved it.
An afternoon out on a steam train with Henry.
Yes.
And with Kirsty.
Yes.
Behind my back.
Well, I...
Deceiving me.
No, don't say that.
Lying to me about it and lying to the school as well.
Rob, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Helen, darling. The last thing I want to do is upset you, but you must admit... Why all this subterfuge?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
It's just such a very odd way to go about things.
Yes, I can see that now.
But not then. Did Kirsty put you up to
it? No. Well, she invited me to go, but she didn't make me accept or be secretive about it.
No, but you felt you had to be. Why? That's what I don't understand.
I've told you, I don't know.
Shh. Darling, I knew this would happen. You get close to Kirsty again and see what comes of it.
Everyone on this train's got to be about 100.
Well, it's midweek, isn't it?
We must lower the average age by 30 years.
It's only pensioners who've got the time. Families all come at weekends.
Mm. Oh, it's raining again.
Yeah. It's a shame.
So much for beautiful Borsuch countryside they promised us. Oh! God, I wish they wouldn't keep doing that.
Kirsty, I'm sorry. It's all a bit of a disaster, isn't it? I mean...
Oh, no. Oh, Roy, I'm the one who's sorry. I'm ruining your birthday.
Oh, no, you're not. Look, I wouldn't have been doing anything if Dad hadn't made such a fuss about it. I mean, I'm sure this is a lovely ride if the weather's good, but it was a pretty dumb thing to book in the middle of winter.
Well, Beth would have enjoyed it, whatever. So would Henry.
Yeah. But if Helen wasn't feeling up to it...
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
Well, you were only saying the other week she didn't look well.
She doesn't. Pale, great circles under her eyes.
She is pregnant, don't forget.
It's not an illness, Roy. And she was fine with Henry, positively blooming, perfectly healthy throughout, till the very end.
Yeah, but not all pregnancies are the same, though, are they?
I know. Even so, she wasn't just healthy with Henry. She was happy.
What, and she's not happy now?
No. Whatever's wrong with Helen, it's not just physical.
Well, you'll have to talk to her then.
I've tried. I've been texting her, leaving messages. That's why I was so pleased when she said she'd come today.
Well, so use it as an excuse. Go and see her.
Maybe. But I've got to be careful, Roy. We're only just back on speaking terms.
Yeah, I know.
I said some terrible things to her, blaming her for stuff that was all Tom's fault. If I go wading in, I could scare her off.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I've got to get her to trust me again. Else I'd jump off this train and go round to Blossom Hill Cottage now.
Oh, Helen, you're up.
Well, I know what a mess Henry makes with his cereal.
I thought I told you to stay in bed while I took him to school.
Rob, I'm fine. What ill?
Sit down, darling. I'll clear up.
No, it's all right.
It's not all right. Oh. You ought to be resting. It's like your scan today. So annoyed I can't come with you.
Well, if there's no one else to cover at the shop...
I wanted to be there. I'm not going to let it happen again, so I've had an idea.
What?
In future, we'll do our shifts together. Then we get our days off together, too.
But...
I think it'd be better. To be honest, I'm not too happy about leaving you the way you've been behaving.
Rob, if you mean yesterday, I've said I'm sorry. It was silly of me. A moment of madness. I don't know what came over me.
No. Well, be that as it may, I think we'll do it like I suggest in future.
It's hardly a job share, is it, if we're both there at the same time?
Well, it'd be much more efficient, actually. Certainly for me, as I have to drive you there and pick you up again all the time. Unless, like yesterday, you're planning to take up driving again?
No, of course not.
Good. That's settled then. Now, about today.
Yes?
As I can't come with you, I've booked you a taxi.
But Dad was going to...
No. I've stood him down. I've checked the fare and left all the details and the money in the hall there and back. Door-to-door service. How about that?
It's very good of you, but...
Bit of luxury, hey? No less than you deserve. Now, let me make you a cup of tea before I go.
Oh, no thanks. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Just had one.
Okay, well, if you're sure you're all right.
I am.
I'll head off then.
Yes, okay. Bye.
Bye-bye, darling. I love you.
Helen?
Kirsty, I'm so sorry about yesterday.
Oh, forget it. It doesn't matter. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. But could we meet up this afternoon?
Yeah, sure. I'm on an early shift here, so, how about the tea room? That'd be handy.
No, not there. I've got to be in Borchester, actually, for a scan. Would you mind coming into town?
No problem. Wherever.
Underwoods, about 3?
Okay.
So Pip's told you?
They're not secret, are they? Your pastured eggs?
Josh, no. Of course not. I suppose she also told you she and Matthew dissed the idea, and you've come to tell us the same.
No, I think it's got great possibilities.
You do?
I don't agree with Pip about everything, and eggs are my thing. Your timing could be just right.
You reckon?
You know, the Bridge Farm shop's getting a bit more relaxed on what they sell. A few exceptions for quality, local, non-organic products.
Oh, yes, sure. We've been in touch.
Toby. No good for my eggs, but grass-fed, he might be able to cash in. And with Fallon in the cafe.
But she uses your eggs, doesn't she?
Yeah, sure, but I mean the sports club custom she's after. They might trade up to pastured eggs when she starts her Sunday brunches.
Yeah. We're across that too, with Fallon, obviously.
Oh, great. Well, let me know how you get on. See ya.
See ya.
This is just too easy.
Where are you going?
Bridge Farm!
Two teas, and I couldn't resist the carrot cake. There you go.
Oh, that's a big piece.
Yeah, it must be at least half of one of your 5 a day. Right, so how was the scan?
Yeah, fine, thanks, all fine.
Oh, good. You must always... Well, it must be a bit of a worry.
Yeah.
And I see you've been treating yourself.
Yep, a few maternity things. Do you want to see?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Okay. A couple of big jumpers for now.
Right.
A nice, roomy shirt.
$3.99? Bargain.
Wait till you see the dress.
Oh, mauve.
Yeah, Rob likes me in mauve.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, it's amazing, isn't it, what you can find in charity shops?
Yeah. All this lot for under £20. Much less than I was going to spend online the other day.
Going to spend?
Mm, I sent some things back.
Not a good fit?
Bah, I don't really like them much anyway. Mm. Look, Kirsty, I really am sorry about yesterday.
Oh, don't be silly if you weren't up to it.
I hope it didn't spoil Roy's day.
No, he understood. It was all very last minute anyway. Was Henry okay about it?
Yeah, Rob, we explained it to him.
Good. And you're feeling better now?
Yeah. But a day out wasn't right for me yesterday in the end.
Oh, best not to risk it then.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's not talk about that anymore.
Okay, well, try your cake. It's delicious.
Actually, there's something else I want to say.
Turns out Tom's starting to do Scotch eggs.
And he wants to use pastured.
Well, he said he'd be interested for sure.
And did you see Fallon?
Yeah, she wouldn't use pastured for baking, she said. She's happy with what Josh supplies for that. But she was dead keen about using them for her brunches, if the price is right.
Well, amazing. That's great, Toby.
But?
I feel a bit awkward about Josh.
Oh, for crying out loud, Rex! What's the matter with you?
Well, he did give us the tip-off.
Off his own bat. Did you see me twist his arm?
No, but he's a good kid and...
What? No sentiment in business, right?
Hiya.
Oh, great.
Hi.
You didn't hang about.
Sorry?
I had a call from Tom and Fallon.
Oh.
I know you hadn't thought of them because I'd asked, but I knew you'd be round once we'd had our chat.
Look, the only reason we hadn't been in touch was because our egg idea's still a work in progress.
Yeah, we'd have got to them in the end, Josh.
Oh, sure you would. I know that.
Okay. Tell you what. Have a drink with your mates. Call it a tip-off fee.
A tenner?
Okay. 20. Make it pizza.
You're still not getting it. Tom and Fallon are just the start. Like I said, I can see massive possibilities here.
So...
I want in.
And why should we want you in? It's our idea.
Hang on, Toby. How about we crack open a few cans?
Helen, really, there's no need.
No, I want to. I've got to. I've been wanting to apologise to you for months. I never, ever meant to hurt you by not telling you about that conversation with Tom, about how he was feeling.
I know.
It was the opposite. I was trying to protect you. If I had any idea he'd go... or have said something, truly, I would. Please believe me.
I do, Helen. I do.
Really?
Yes. Look, you mustn't worry. It's all in the past.
Oh,
water under the bridge.
You're my best friend. My very best. I can't believe how I let you down.
Shh, Helen. It's all right.
But I keep on doing it. Making all the wrong decisions. Driving people away. Other friends, too. I've lost so many friends over the last year through being how I am.
Helen, please look. Have a tissue.
Oh, thanks.
Look at me. I'm fine. I'm still standing. But you... Well, you're not right, are you?
Can't.
Please don't say you're fine. And it can't just be hormones. A few tears, okay. Crying over kittens, can't watch the news. But not this.
Look, okay, Kirsty.
I'm worried about you.
Well, you mustn't be. I'm fine. I just get tired, and then I get like this, silly and over-emotional.
Yeah. So is this how you were yesterday?
No, I told you. I really didn't feel well. It comes and it goes, depending on...
Yeah. And today, why are we meeting in Borchester?
Well, you know why. I had a scan.
Does Rob know you're meeting me?
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't I tell him?
I don't know. For the same reason you call me from the garden on Sunday. After dark.
Just needed a breath of fresh air. Kirsty, I know you and Rob have never quite got on. Mm. But he really is very good to me. Everything he does for me, it's about the baby. He's so looking forward to it.
And you are too?
Well, of course I am. Oh, look at the time. Oh, I have to go. He'll be back with Henry.
Helen?
Look, I'm sorry. I'll call you.
But Helen! No, you won't.
You're not saying organic and free range are over.
No. Listen, Tobes. All he means is the market isn't expanding. Right, Josh?
Yeah. Not in eggs, anyway. There'll always be hardcore types who'll never buy anything else. But to bring in new customers, it needs something different. Something now.
Like organic was when it started.
Like pastured eggs, yeah.
So that's why I'm suggesting a partnership.
Yeah, I get what's in it for you. But what's in it for us, exactly? We don't need you. And it was our idea.
Right, and you hadn't even done anything about the obvious market. Bridge Farm and the tea room.
To be fair, Josh, we're still only at the planning stage. We hadn't got as far as contacting potential customers.
And when you do, what are you going to say? Hello, we're a couple of city boys who thought we'd do a bit of hobby farming for a laugh.
Excuse me?
Well, what expertise have you got with eggs? Or poultry, even?
We raised our geese.
And that went well. Dead easy, wasn't it, breaking into the market and getting rid of them?
He's got a point.
Me? I've been around hens since I could walk, and the egg business since I was 15. Where are you thinking of selling these eggs?
Well, obviously, we're going to research the market. And we're going to contact every independent deli and health food shop within 50 miles.
Sports and fitness clubs, too.
Sure, great. And how many will even reply?
Well, 1 in 10 would be average.
You reckon? To a couple of chancers whose names they don't even know. And you needn't think you can lie about your experience. That didn't play very well when you tried to blag your way into share farming with Adam, did it?
Okay, smartass. What would you do that's different?
I'm already dealing with a lot of the places you'll be contacting, and others you won't. You haven't mentioned pubs, farmers markets, even some butchers.
Like I said, you're just scared we'll be pinching your trade.
No, he's not. Like he said, pastured eggs are never going to replace free range. Yeah. What Josh is saying is that he could get us an in.
Mm. Thank you, exactly. They know me. They know they can trust me to deliver. Literally.
That's got to be worth something, Toby.
Something, maybe. But a partnership?
Do what you want. Go it alone. But don't come running to me in 3 months' time and expect me to sort out your mess.
Sit down. Josh. Please.
Sure?
Yeah. Toby.
Okay.
Great. Let's talk percentages.
Oh, that's such good news, darling.
Yeah, isn't it?
Did they keep you waiting long at the hospital?
No, bang on time.
Oh, because I called the landline thinking you'd be back.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob.
Yeah, I was a bit worried.
Well, I didn't mean
was
to...
Was it the taxi? I suppose you had to wait ages for that afterwards.
I didn't actually get the taxi back from hospital.
Oh?
No, I did a bit of shopping in Pitt Street.
I know, behind Underwood.
Yeah, the charity shops. Got some amazing bargains. Look... Jumpers, shirt.
Oh. Oh, yeah, very nice. Great.
Oh, especially the dress.
Yeah, I thought you'd like it.
Yeah, much better than that tarty stuff you showed me last week.
Yes.
I mean, let's face it, darling, you're not exactly Kim Kardashian, are you?
No, I'm not.
All right.
I can see you through the window. How you got time to sit around in the middle of the day?
Come in, Dad. Why don't you?
And you can turn this twaddle off.
It's creative visualization, actually, but I can see what kind of a mood you're in, so I won't even bother to argue.
That makes a change. So come on. How have you got time to faff about when you've got a business to get up and running, which should actually be up and running by now?
Look, I can explain.
I can't wait.
If you had any sympathy for green objectives, Dad, you'd know that there are various prerequisites which have to be met.
I'm well aware of that. It's a bit of form filling. Chap out from the council. Go on.
Yes, well, I've been doing all of that, but as a result, I admit, I am a little behind on my optimal opening date.
A little behind? Work up there seems to have stopped completely. Right, look. Plain English, please, Kate. Just tell me what's going on. Or not. I won't be cross.
Really? You seem pretty gross already.
No. I promise. I just want the truth.
And you'll actually listen, not bite my head off?
I'll listen.
All right, if you mean it.
I do.
Well, okay, here it is. What with the green log burner and the underfloor heating?
Both?
People can't relax and unwind if they're cold, Dad.
All right.
But it was the photovoltaic panels, really, that did it.
Photovoltaic panels?
On the roof, for the low-energy lighting. They're the ultimate in green.
I know what they are, and I know what they cost as well.
Well, there you are, then. You can work it out.
Yes, you've run out of money. You've spent all that I advanced you and whatever Debbie put in, and more, probably.
Pretty much, yeah.
So what happens now?
Well, if you could...
I knew it! You expect me to stump up! I knew this would happen! I knew it, Kate! What did I say at the start?
You said you wouldn't be cross.
I'm not cross. I'm furious. Unbelievable, even for her.
Oh, Brian, that's good. You can help me in with ease.
Jenny, what are you doing here?
I'm bringing Kate some logs.
What?
Well, I was bringing some down for Alice anyway, so...
Why can't Christopher chop his own logs?
Well, he's busy and we've got loads.
Oh, give up. I really do. I'm subsidising half of Ambridge here. A one-man welfare state.
Oh, you do talk nonsense. Oh, well, are you going to help me or not?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, look, leave it, darling. I'll do it.
Oh, thanks.
I take it you've spoken to Kate. I take it you knew she'd blown the budget already.
Well, I didn't know for sure, Brian. She's been avoiding me as well.
But you suspected.
Well, yes.
Of course you did. So did I, really. What else could it be?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
I don't know what we're going to do with her, Jenny. She's completely without shame or any shred of self-reliance.
It's very difficult.
No, it's not. It's very simple. She's been thoroughly indulged and it's got to stop.
Yeah. You're right, of course.
I mean, she's got to stop thinking that I and the rest of the family owe her a living. That we're some kind of money tap that can be turned on at will.
I know.
I mean, she's nearly 40, for heaven's sake. I mean, do you think she's told Debbie?
Oh, I don't know.
As if I haven't got enough to worry about. Estate contract, BL.
Yeah, well, you better keep your eye on the time. You've only got an hour to have lunch and change and get into Worcester. Oh,
crikey, yes, I have.
Oh, but you'll carry Kate's logs in first, darling, won't you?
Annabelle can't make it, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Coffee, Brian?
Oh, thanks, Justin. There wasn't time before I left.
Black, no sugar, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Annabelle's not ill, I hope.
No. Other commitments. Work.
She always was in demand.
Yes, but she's had to miss quite a few meetings recently. Here.
Oh, thanks.
I can't help feeling that BL needs a chair who can put in the time, if you get my drift.
Indeed.
Still, first things first, I put your re-election at the top of the agenda. Once that's agreed...
You don't foresee any problems?
No. You?
Well... I can think of one board member who might have something to say.
Andrew Eagleton.
For no good reason but to hear the sound of his own voice.
Don't worry, Brown. I'm sure I'll be able to take everyone with me. Then you can join us and we carry on.
Right.
When it comes to the estate contract, you'll be able to feed into the discussion, of course.
Yeah, but absent myself for the vote, I understand.
Now, on that, I am expecting a pretty robust discussion.
I'm talking of which...
Afternoon, Jerry.
The Eagleton has landed. Oh, and here's Adam. Adam, over here.
Afternoon, Justin. I'm not late, am I?
You're in perfect time. And word perfect on your presentation, I trust.
I expect the board will be the judge of that.
Hi, Auntie Lillian.
Oh, Kate. How lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too. Oh, it's a bit cold to be standing around.
Well, I'm pretty well wrapped up, and it's with good cause.
Like what?
Well, I'm trying to keep in your father's good books. He doesn't like me smoking in the house. I don't know, you don't approve either?
No.
So? Oh, dear, I better not leave this here, though.
Have you ever tried giving up?
Oh, not you as well. Linda was suggesting I gave up for Lent. I suppose I could try not to smoke in front of Brian. Keep me on his good side.
I sometimes wonder if he's got one. Not where I'm concerned, anyway.
You know he wants to talk to you.
He already has. He trapped me at home.
How was it?
The usual. He stomped about and I wasn't given a chance to defend myself.
Oh, Kate.
Then Mum followed it up. No more handouts, stand on my own feet, etc., etc.
Well, you're just going to have to do something to show you can.
Oh, but Auntie Lillian, like what?
Well, like come up with some way of raising money by yourself. I mean, it doesn't have to be very much. But if you can do that, prove you've got a bit of initiative. You never know. Brian might be swayed to put in a bit more.
But what? What can I do?
Well, anything, Kate. Think. Oh. The word is monetize. You know, make something out of your assets or skills.
But I haven't got any.
Of course you have, darling. I mean, all this yoga and meditation you do, why not offer classes in the village hall?
I haven't got a qualification.
Well, right then, we'll sell things online.
What? A kidney?
No. Clothes, books, ornaments, stuff you don't want.
I don't have many clothes, and since I redecorated, I don't have much stuff. I don't really believe in possessions.
Well, I'm sorry, but there must be something you can do. You must have something you can make money from.
So, if the board decides to give the contract to Home Farm, soil fertility will be at the heart of what we do.
Could you spell that out a bit for us, Adam?
I can tell you what he means. Covering the estate with herbal lays.
Andrew, with respect, the herbal lays are a very small percentage of our land at Home Farm.
And if I may, Justin...
No, please, Brian. Now you're one of us again.
They sit very happily alongside conventional methods.
Like a herd of American bison? That's what you call conventional now, is it?
If you mean mob grazing, that's an experiment.
And again, at Home Farm only. I'd improve soil fertility on the estate purely through sensible economic methods that every conscientious farmer's uses.
Look, if BL's policy going forward is to keep the local community on side, then custodianship of the countryside's a strong card to play.
Good point. Thank you, Brian. So, Adam, what are these sensible economic methods of yours?
For one thing, cover crops.
Again, if you could...
I mean, fertility-building crops. Mustard, for example, grown between cash crops, then ploughed back in to lift the level of organic matter in the soil.
And here was I thinking our job was to maximise returns for our shareholders. Grow crops for profit, not dig back in.
If it halves the use of expensive nitrogen...
Fertilisers.
Then surely everyone's a winner. But don't take my word for it. There are some fact sheets here. Trials in crop establishment. Justin?
Thank you.
Jerry? Andrew?
Give us the contract... And we'll do the same for the estate. An ongoing comparison of methods. Minimum tillage, zero tillage. Maybe direct drilling into cover crops. It'll be rational and profit-centred. But we'll be looking to the medium term, not just short term.
Excellent. That all sounds very promising. Any more questions, or shall we ask Brian and Adam to absent themselves whilst we proceed to a vote?
Oh, darling, I'm thrilled for you. And you too, Adam.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
He did a brilliant job. It wrapped eagles and right round his own axle.
Well, I had a good feeling about this, so if you look in the wine fridge...
Oh, well done, Jenny.
Excellent. Are these the glasses?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Adam. And it's beef Wellington for supper, darling. Not a grain of couscous in sight.
Thank heavens for that.
I hope you don't mind.
Oh, Justin!
I thought I'd like to celebrate with you in person, so there we are.
Oh, that's very kind. We've just opened a bottle ourselves.
Well, let's crack open mine too. It's pretty well chilled.
Oh, shall I do the honours?
Please, Adam. I love the way you dealt with Eagleton, by the way. Hit him with the facts.
Well, here we are. Justin.
Oh, thanks.
And Brian.
Oh, thanks, darling. Well, cheers.
Cheers. Here's to a profitable partnership all round.
Here, here.
Cheers.
Cheers. Who I sent champagne?
Oh, how does she do it?
Incredible.
Here she is. Come and have a drink, Lillian.
Lovely.
Star of stage, screen, and no doubt the internet. There you are.
Oh, delicious.
That goes for you too, of course, Jennifer. Mm. I bet those calendars are going for a small fortune on the black market.
Oh, you do exaggerate.
I've got to wait until next month for your picture, Jennifer. Oh. Not that Elizabeth doesn't make a charming Miss February.
Well, you're very gallant. I'm looking forward to the races next week, by the way.
Races? What races?
Oh, shush. And thank you again for the advice.
What advice?
Always makes sense to assess your property portfolio, doesn't it, Brian? And rationalise if needs be.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you couldn't be getting your advice from a better source, Lillian.
It's a mutually beneficial arrangement. I get to rent a beautiful property out of it.
Ah, for your bolt hole, you mean, Justin? Hmm.
So, which of Amsides have you gone for? What, the penthouse at Beddoe Mews?
No, silly. Justin's going to be renting the Dare House.
What?
Well, it'd be marvellous to have him right in the village, wouldn't it, darling?
Yes, yes. So, where are you going, Lillian? I mean, are you going to Beddoe Mews?
Come on, it hardly makes sense for Lillian to be occupying a property that could be earning her an income.
You mean?
That's right, you lucky beggar. Not only are you married to the fragrant Lady Cravenshire, you've got the pleasure of Miss Floor under your roof.
How long for?
Well, indefinitely. Won't that be lovely, Brian?
Uh-huh. Anyone for a top-up?
Oh, yes, me please.
Henry, you have to go to school.
No, I want my day out.
Look, we explained about Tuesday. I know how disappointed you are, and I understand why. It's horrible when you're promised something and it doesn't happen. Mummy shouldn't have done that. It was very wrong of her. Look, in fact, what do we call it when you say one thing and do another, It's lying, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, yes. And that's naughty, isn't it? Very. And, well, I'm afraid there's something else too. Mummy made you promise to keep it a secret. And what did you tell me your teacher said about keeping secrets? That they were nasty things to have. Because what happens when you have secrets? Having secrets leaves people out, and that's not nice at all, is it?
No.
No. Because it makes the person who's left out feel sad. So imagine how I felt when I found out you and Mummy were going to go on a day out without me.
Poor Daddy. That was mean.
Well, yes it was.
Henry, time to go.
I'm not speaking to you. You're horrible.
What?
You lied to me. And Daddy, I hate you.
Oh. Henry, Rob, what does he mean? This isn't about Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. He's still very upset.
Well, I know, but surely we explained.
I know what we said, but I'm sorry, darling. It's hard for him to understand. As Henry sees it, you promised him something and then you didn't do it. So basically, you told him a lie.
What? You can't let him think that. It wasn't like that.
Well, I think it was.
No, it wasn't. You're letting him get confused.
The only person who confused Henry was you, making promises you couldn't keep.
I'll go and talk to him.
No. Don't think that's a good idea. Leave him to me. I'll go and calm him down.
Jolene, I've had this great idea for Shrove Tuesday. Mm.
I thought that people could take selfies of themselves running and tossing their pancakes.
It's insane! And we had enough trouble with insurance this past year.
Well...
And you want to encourage folk to run about on a hard surface with a frying pan in one hand and a selfie stick in the other? Oh, and tossing a pancake the whole time.
Okay, you made your point. Ah, they compose with their pancake toppings, standing still.
Yeah, just one problem. Will there be any pancakes to top?
Of course there will.
Well, not unless we find a chef there won't, because I can't cope in that kitchen by myself all night.
Yeah, well, I can't say that I was grabbed by any of the people we've seen so far.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's anyone who's perfect, so it's going to have to be a compromise.
Are these the applications here?
Yeah. So can we have another look?
Yeah, sure.
Now, if you wanted another Frida, we go for this guy here, obviously. He's got plenty of kitchen experience.
Yeah, of the chips with everything sort. But that's not the kind of food we want to do anymore.
No, exactly. We want someone good. But they've got to be reliable and all.
It seems to be a big ask.
It is a big ask if you want someone who can start Monday and see us through Pancake Day and Valentine's, yeah.
Who was that woman now? Mm. Ah, here she is, Zoe.
Oh, I don't know. There was something about her.
And what about her? She's young, bright, we'd be lucky to get her.
Yeah, exactly. Why would she look at us?
Well, you know why. Her fiancé's got a job in the new science park. Hang on. She's worked in Belgium.
So?
Perfect for the events we've got coming up.
Valentine? Belgium's hardly the home of romance.
Yeah. Home of the crepe, though, isn't it?
How did we ever manage before this place opened?
I don't know, Usha. Where do we used to go? I can't even remember.
Bull, I suppose. Or we'd meet in town. This is much better.
Mm, it's got such a nice atmosphere. And Fallon's full of ideas.
Chinese theme for Chinese New Year. Pancakes and maple syrup on Tuesday.
She never stops.
No. And what was she saying to you about pastured eggs? Josh's pastured eggs.
Oh, that.
Well, what are they, anyway?
They're from hens raised on grass.
But I thought that was free range.
Not exactly. Not always. Anyway, pastured are meant to be really good for you.
So Josh has got a new enterprise.
Well, not on his own. He's done a deal with Rex and Toby Fairbrother.
Is that wise?
They had the idea in the first place.
Well, maybe, but... Well, I know you've had your doubts about them in the past. Can he trust them? Can their customers trust them?
And this was Josh's point. What he's bringing to it is his good name and reputation.
Well, exactly.
He's got a lot of goodwill locally from the contacts he's built up already.
Well, I'm sure he has.
Plus his expertise with hens, of course.
Well, it sounds to me as if he's going to be key to the whole thing. I hope Josh won't let himself be ripped off. That Toby's a bit of a shark, I gather.
Oh, I shouldn't worry about Josh. If anything, it's the other way around.
Really?
He's very good at digging in when he knows what he wants. He gets that from his dad.
And your change.
Thanks. See you again.
Helen, I've put the ice cream for the weekend in the freezer at the back.
Thanks, Mum.
Oh, love, you do look tired. Why not have an early lunch?
No, it's all right.
Will you take a proper break? Go and have something with Rob in the tea room.
I brought a sandwich from home.
Look, you could do with something hot in this weather.
Yeah, and who'd cover the shop?
I can hang on here. Dad and Johnny can perfectly easily fend for themselves.
Mum, you've got plenty.
Hello, Pat.
Look, you tell her, Rob.
What's this?
I'm trying to get her to take a proper lunch with you. And you talk some sense into her.
Well, good question. I always thought I could, hoped I could. But this week I've been starting to wonder.
Oh, why?
Look, if it makes you happy, I'll go and sit out the back and have my sandwich now.
Well, that'd be something. All right, well, I'll see you later.
Rob, please don't.
Don't what?
You won't say anything to Mum and Dad, will you, by Tuesday?
More secrets, Helen.
But all I mean is I don't...
Hi there.
Kenton, how are you?
I'm not sure. I've got a list here from Jolene and, I don't know what half the stuff is.
Well, let's see if I can help.
Alan usually likes the money from the Lent appeal to go to a cause outside the village, but with the flood still so much in people's memory, well...
Linda's stage curtains don't seem like such a bad idea.
No. And it's true, having something to show for it might help people give things up. Children, too.
The best thing my lot could give up would be their phones and laptops.
Oh, well, we're all guilty of that.
The chances of getting Pip to do that are pretty slim when she's up half the night talking to Matthew.
Oh, still loves young Dream.
Oh, they're doing their best. Though they're finding it harder to keep in touch now he's started his new job.
Cumbria, isn't it?
Near Penrith. It's a big herd, so he's doing very long hours.
Tricky. So, that's young love. And how's old love doing, Ruth?
You're trying to embarrass me.
Of course, what are friends for?
I've got me family for that, thanks.
Oh, come on. Stop ducking the question.
Oh, sure. Better. Much better. Very good, in fact.
Very good?
Well, we've got a lot to look forward to for the first time in ages.
This new farming system of yours.
Everyone we've met has got such good things to say about it. And we saw some beautiful cows this week.
Oh, well, cows. That explains it.
Oh, shut up. No, really. This whole thing. It's been good for all of us. Pip and Josh have had their say too.
And you're all convinced it's the right way to go?
Yeah. It's right, not just for the farm, but for all of us as a family.
Well, I'm delighted. I have to say, you're looking happier than I've seen you for ages.
I feel happier. For the first time... Oh, I don't know, probably since we first heard about the road scheme.
On top of which you had all the worry with your mum.
Yeah, that was the lowest point, really. I don't know, Usha. When Mum died, it was like there was a big iceberg between me and David, freezing us apart. But like with all icebergs, there was actually more under the surface than above.
Such as?
Well... when I was away in New Zealand, especially there, where Sam had actually worked.
Sam?
Well, I did a lot of thinking.
About Sam?
About him, yeah. But about David, too. Especially about David. I hurt him so much with that, Usha. And afterwards, I expected him to trust me again. And it can't have been easy. Not at all. But he did it. And you know, not once in all the years since has he ever thrown that in me face. What I put him through.
Right.
So whatever the rights and wrongs of the past year and what he did or didn't tell me, well, there are plenty of wrongs on my side.
Ruth, you did do a lot of thinking.
Yeah. Maybe that's the thing. One big traumatic event in your life is bound to make you think about all the others.
Well, that's true, it does.
It was such a horrible year in so many ways. But when we drove back from Dorset the other day, well, I was just so grateful and so glad that David and I are still together.
Three trays of coconut. Is that right?
Well, if that's how much I ordered, Mum, then...
Afternoon!
Hello, Julie.
But 500 gram pots. You'll never sell that many in a week.
Oh, well, no.
No, I see what you've done, darling. You've ticked the wrong box.
No, I can't have.
You mean 100 gram.
Well, that's what I thought.
Sure.
Sorry, can I
butt in?
Of course, Jolene. Look, I'll check the cabinet, Helen. See how many you've got already.
Yeah, the thing is, Kenton was in earlier.
Yes, I know, I served him.
And he's got me the wrong stuff. I always have the aloe vera gel, not cream.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't expect him to notice, but it's funny you didn't. I've been buying it for years.
Yes.
So, can I change it, please?
Yeah, of course. Just take the one you want.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
No, hang on, darling. Aren't you going to put it through the till?
Well, it's the same price.
Well, it doesn't do much for our stock control, does it?
No, I suppose not. If you could give me back the one you're taking then, Jolene.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And this is what you're returning.
Okay. We had some good news dinner time. We've got a new chef starting Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Zoe. Fresh from working in Belgium.
Oh, mussels and chips on the menu then.
Well, as long as it ain't chips with mayonnaise. We're hoping she'll lift our standards.
Excellent.
She's had some great ideas for Pancake Day. Goat cheese and pesto.
Salted caramel.
Ooh. Hey, we must talk to her about Valentine's Day.
Heaven's sake!
Oh, what are you doing, darling?
No, hang on. Let me...
Mom, you're...
Oh, Helen, no. Darling. Oh. Helen!
Helen!
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.